The Sindrukan said, "You will be purged." Then he stepped onto a floor tile which swung down. Like a stone, he fell straight through, gone from sight in a heartbeat. The guards dived forward, but the tile had resealed and seemed as solid as the rest.
"Where is he?" Greg said. "Silverlance, where did Panabek go?"
Deck 3, Auxiliary Disposal Stall. "Subject Panabek has encountered escaped prisoners. Entire group now numbers 9 and are moving forward. Nearest bank of evacuation pods are accessible from that area."
"Can you stop them? Seal off the hatches?"
"Unable to comply. Such security functions have been abrogated by another."
"Another what?" he wondered, while trying not to panic. "Open a channel to the Starfire. We need to notify Ash."
"Unable to comply. Access to external comms has been denied." He listened with mounting horror.
"What's doing this? I thought that the original ship AI had been wiped. Is there any way to shut the prisoners out of the pods altogether?"
"No. Emergency and maintenance systems are being progressively subverted. Countermanding agency may be viral, with partial cognitive heuristics. May have been a hardwired retaliatory instrumentation."
"Is it safe for us to remain aboard?" he said. "Is it possible to isolate the subverting agency? Put up a firewall of some kind?"
"Safety uncertain. Isolation impossible. Forward port evac pods are launching. All Sindrukans have left this ship."
Greg stared up at the holoscreens. On two of them, blocks of Sindrukan text appeared, one after another in pale blue lettering, then slowly faded away. The third screen was a live feed from a hull sensor cam, showing four pods jetting away from the former hegemony vessel.
"Subversion encroaching on tertiary and secondary systems, integrity compromised, withdrawing to primary core. This cognitive unit is now under threat of sequestration. Absent any external countervailing influence, self-erasure has been initiated."
Suddenly silence.
Greg exchanged worried looks with Panabek's former guards.
"Any word from the Starfire in your comm units?" he said.
"Nothing, sir," said the taller of the two. "They've been dead since this began."
Greg nodded somberly.
"If some booby-trap virus is taking over the ship, we have to figure out where the safest place is, up here or down near the..."
"Nowhere on this ship," said an authoritative voice, "is safe for you."
A chill went down Greg's spine, but he couldn't help laughing.
"Ah, you'll be the new hegemony captain then. I'm glad you're here, because I think we got off on the wrong foot."
"I am not the captain of the Ivwa Kagoi, but its avenger. You humans have violated its honour and its illustrious duty. Punishment will be severe."
"Now, you see, you're jumping to conclusions. Without the full facts, you could be in danger of committing crucial errors."
"The facts are not in question. In opposing our appointed task in this system, you Tigrans have assumed the role of enemy combatants. By attacking and boarding this ship, you have earned for yourselves an implacable retribution. There are no errors."
"Except that I'm not a Tigran," Greg said.